Growing grapes for wine, sustainable agriculture, the biodynamics of soil, an industry that can only happen in special areas of the world, and how to take advantage of all the things which make North Carolina one of the fastest growing locations for this winemaking industry. These are the things which you will learn during the 3rd Annual Sustainable Viticulture Conference taking place Wednesday, February 20th. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Chuck Bluthen is the owner of the Jewel of the Blue Ridge Vineyard, a founding member of the Sustainable Agriculture Viticulture Institute, or SAVI, and is the organizer of the conference. So, naturally, I turn the microphone over to him to talk about it.
Well, Pam, as you know, we have been sponsoring this conference for a couple of years now. This is the third one, so it's called the 3rd Annual Sustainable Viticulture Conference, being held at Warren Wilson College in Asheville, North Carolina, on February 20th. It's an all-day conference that will include a number of presentations and a couple of discussion panels. We learned this last year that in addition to having some presentations made, people would like to interact and have a lot of time talking and asking questions of specialists who are there representing some expertise in the fields where they need some help. And so we found that the one-on-one conversation actually works quite well. So we've added that into the mix this year. The conference will start about 8 o'clock in the morning for registration, sign-in, networking, all that kind of stuff, pick up your name tags, that kind of thing. We will go into the first presentation around 8:30 or so. I'll be the first presenter there. My presentation is called Our Dirty Friends, Life in the Soil. And we'll be talking about the characteristics of a profile of little critters, if you will, that live in the soil. Most people don't know too much about what goes on in the soil other than they see the most visible ones, which are the earthworms. They're also the most difficult to kill. So you'll see earthworms growing even in really highly polluted soils. But you have to get below the food chain in the soil to see how poor or how well your soil life is actually doing. Of course, that's directly related to the quality of the soil that you have in your vineyard or in your farm. We also are thrilled this year that we have Hugh Courtney, who is probably, I would say, at this point in time, he's the number one biodynamic expert in North America. He's the preparation maker and founder of Josephine Porter Institute up in Woolwine, Virginia. He's been doing this for decades. He's written a number of books on it. He is making a presentation called The Biodynamic Preparations, Achieving Quality in Soil and Vineyard, after my presentation at 8:30. We also have, good luck this year, we're having David Bauer, who's the head enologist at Surrey Community College in Dobson, coming to give us a presentation called The Design and Equipment for a Small Biodynamic Organic Sustainable Winery. Got a lot of interesting experiences and useful thoughts on people here who want to start small vineyards and have wineries attached to them in the mountains. After lunch, we're having Hollis Price, who is a winemaking consultant, cut her eye teeth in a number of places in California, and also most recently at Appalachian State University, at their facility there in the Boone. And she's going to be talking about beginning commercial winemaking. A little bit different, a major step up from a lot of the home winemakers who have decided to go into winemaking as a career. So she'll have some interesting insights and some good tips to share with her presentation. Following her presentation, Hugh Courtney is going to actually make some biodynamic preparations. He's going to have, I think he said, something like 6 or 8 different preparation buckets going there and let people in the audience, the participants, actually do the stirring and help prepare these things. He's also told me that anybody interested bring along a jug and he'll give them some of the preparations that we make at the demonstration. So that should be fun and a chance for somebody to take home some very useful materials to put on their gardens or their small farms. Then we start into the panel discussions. We have several. We have one question the panel is going to answer is, what are the main factors for building and maintaining soil health in a sustainable vineyard? Again, it's a hopefully an inter-exchange of ideas between the audience and the several people on the panel. The next question that will be answered in the next panel discussion is, what are the most important tips for making wine at home? We had a number of people from the last 2 years ask about introductory winemaking at home. This is always like the training wheels for people who want to get into winemaking in a big way and ultimately have their own vineyard and our winery. So we've got several people there who've actually done this. So this should be a very, very nice panel discussion. The one after that is called, it's about testing. The question they'll be addressing is, what are the options for testing of grapes and wine? Some people know there's some very, very inexpensive ways of testing grape juice and wine and so forth. There's also some very expensive ways and a whole bunch of things in between. There's also a few tips and tricks that the folks on the panel there will be able to share with you. We've got a number of our French Broad Vigneron members on there. Alan Staten, who's going to be who's the president of our organization, is going to be on the panel. Richard Gualandi, who's the chief analyst out at ABTech Natural Laboratories, is going to be there. Hollis Price from up in the Appalachian State area is going to be there. Eric Case, who is a vineyard manager down in Hendersonville, he's also going to be on that panel. So that should be a fun one. The next one is going to be centered around the question, what steps are necessary when selling your grapes or grape products to value-added producers? We've got James Whittle and Ivan Prim and a couple other people who are actually in the business of making value-added products who will be answering those questions for the audience. And our final session of the day will be, and the question they're going to be addressing is, what are the major factors one should consider if they are planning a small winery in the mountains? Again, we'll have some specialists there who will be able to answer this question and also interact with the other questions that come from the participants in that. We'll end up the day, after the last session there, doing some organic and biodynamic wine, vinegar, and grapeseed oil tasting. A lot of people are not aware that grapes are the base.
You know, even though probably I will never, ever, maybe I will, but it would need a lot of work, a whole lot of work. But
it's not so hard. It's have to learn how.
Yeah.
Once you learn how, it becomes second nature, you know?
Wow.
But we have a very strong outreach program for youth. I don't want to pass up the chance to tell you about that. We've given a scholarship to Madison High School to send one of their FFA farmers here as a scholarship to come to the conference. We need to get younger people involved in learning about growing grapes because we see this as a future economic engine. Developer here in the mountains.
Thank you, Chuck Blethyn, owner of the Jewel of the Blue Ridge Vineyard, a founding member of the Sustainable Agriculture Viticulture Institute, or SAVI, S-A-V-I, and organizer of the third annual Sustainable Viticulture Conference on February 20th at Warren Wilson College. Details at jewelofthevineyard.com or grapesavvy.org. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.